Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miss Megan Trainor.
Yo, yo.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How you doing?
Wonderful. Well, my name is Miguel. This is my co-host, Holly O'Connor.
Hey.
Hey.
Now, I have to ask immediately because it is Friday, and I know a lot of people make their Friday plans of binge-watching shows. Are you binge-watching anything right now?
Not really. I'm all on those new episodes from Girls and Broad City. Those are my shows.
Okay.
Girls, which one is that?
Like Girls on with Lena Dunham?
On HBO? Oh, with Lena Dunham?
Yeah.
Oh,
Come on now. It's a huge show.
I know,
which is weird because Miguel actually was like completely into the first and second seasons. And I was like, why are you?
It's like the first two seasons. I believe I put on Facebook, this is the show that defines our generation.
Yes.
And then after two seasons, it just dropped off for me.
My father is the same way. My 67-year-old dad, he used to watch every episode.
Really?
Now, I don't think he keeps up. Yeah. That's when I knew, like, this is worldwide. This is going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And then, of course, Lena Dunham is everywhere. Well, I have to ask, I was reading that your mom gave you some dating advice. She said, quote, you've got to date a movie star or something. So she's saying you've got to date someone in the industry. So do you have like your top three picks of like either musicians, artists, or actors that you're like, you know, these are my dream guys?
Not yet, but I'm looking. And if you see someone, let me know. I have to date someone who understands this life and who has been through it.
That's what I would think too. Yeah, you would want someone who's sort of been through the whole thing.
Yeah, I want to come home and get to talk about it with someone and they actually understand it instead of just like, oh, that's rough.
Exactly. Now, so is it more so for you, would you stick in the music industry or would you branch off and go into the acting category too? Does it matter?
The dream is to date a musician, yeah, and like, you know, get to make songs together and have fun. But that's also a risk because you get competitive and you get, you know, it gets awkward sometimes. And my publisher tried to warn me about that my whole life. She's like, don't date a musician.
He's
stubborn. And I was like, but I want to.
So now, that's interesting. I've never heard that before. So if you're dating a musician, are you sort of tallying up like, you know, well, my record went to number one or I have 6 Grammys. Is it sort of that competition?
It's like, I don't know. I haven't experienced it yet, but I did it kind of a little bit, I guess. But it was definitely like internal stuff that you wouldn't say out loud to them. But you're like, you're wrong, and I have a Grammy to prove it.
I feel like that's the ultimate Trump card when you're like, well, guess what? I have a Grammy.
Right.
What do you have?
You shut it down with the Grammy win.
When I'm sad sometimes, it's like, it's okay. I got a Grammy.
Right. Which, by the way, Miguel and I were, of course, watching the Grammys, and your moment was just the shining epitome of just such a like a dream come true. And so you really nailed it. I mean, I know you weren't like, here's what I'm going to plan to do if I win this. But, I mean, it really showed your personality, and we just loved it.
Yeah, I did not prepare a speech, and I remember after Scooter Braun came up to us and was like, good job with the tears. America loves tears. And I was like, Scooter, these are real tears, okay? It was real emotions.
So what was it like when they announced your name and then your father whispered into your ear, you've made it? As you're walking up, what's going through your head? Are you thinking, like, I have to say thank you to these people? What's running through your mind?
I wish I thought that. I wish I thought, like, all right, make your list. I mostly thought, like, oh, no, I think I'm going to have a heart attack before I get up there. Or I think I'm going to cry so hard that I'm going to ruin my face or snot's going to come out. I was just like, focus on your breathing, girl. And you could see me struggle, like I cannot breathe at all. And luckily, through my tears, I saw L.A. Reid's face right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, great. Let's start with him and then, you see, as I say, my mom and dad, I broke because I was like, how did I not thank them first? I hate myself. And then after that, I was like, I got to leave. I got to go.
Oh, my God.
You're like wrapping it up quickly.
So after
that. Yeah, I was like, I have to go cry before they cut me off.
They're like, and we're playing the music. Thank you, Meghan Trainor. Congratulations. So after you win your Grammy and then you're going through the night, did you get to meet any people or any icons that you've, you know, been looking up to?
I don't think I met a new one, but I did get to meet Lionel Richie because of this whole experience, which is unbelievable, performing with him. And I got to chill with, like, all the other great performers, like Tyrese and Luke Bryan and Demi, and I got to bond with them. You don't get the opportunities like this. It only comes once in a lifetime. And so that was probably the coolest thing I've ever done.
Wow. So what do famous people like that talk about? Like, are y'all just like, well, yeah, I, you know, flew on a jet somewhere. I'm going to Denny's for, like, what do you all talk about? I'm so curious.
No, it's very inspirational. It's like watching a movie. Like, Lionel Richie will have us all in a circle and will just give us amazing advice about our futures and just wish us the best. And you're just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm in this room right now. Every moment is a, holy crap, what are we doing here, you know?
It's so awesome to sort of see where you've gone from. Because I remember the first time I heard your first song, I was at the gym, and a guy who you wouldn't think would be into your music was like, oh, Miguel, you've got to hear this song. It's going to be a hit on the radio. And then sure enough, it blew up everywhere. What was that like?
It was crazy. I've never had a song out there like with a label before, you know? So everything that kept happening, I just remember my team, everyone would tell me, this stuff doesn't happen. And, like, I just started getting used to it. I was like, oh, yeah, number one there? Cool. Easy. And they're like, no, you don't understand. This is, like, something special, something unique that you'll probably never do again.
Now, if let's just say somehow everything went away, like, right now, what would be, like, that one moment, the coolest, most inspirational moment in your entire career and experience of being famous so far? What would that be?
That Grammy day. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hands down.
Yeah.
The fact that I was getting ready to go sing with all these amazing artists and for a Lionel Richie tribute, and then to have my award and go up there and be the best new artist and and then the pizza after, you know, that day was the greatest day I'll ever have. I think that was it.
Now, speaking of food, let me just go off on a tangent real quick, because I feel like when you make it to, like, that certain level and, you know, you become, you get to run in the same circles as people like Lionel Richie and Demi Lovato. I mean, does anybody on your team or whatever, like, do you have to be on any sort of special, like not diet per se, but like a lifestyle change of like what kind of foods you're allowed to eat? Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, we finally got to enjoy the pizza after the Grammys, or you hear movie stars talk about it after the Oscars or whatever. Like, is there a certain like plan that you follow?
I'm different because I was lucky enough to start with All About the Bays. Mm-hmm. So my label has never once ever said lose weight to me. So I got to eat mac and cheese last night for dinner. And then a pretzel. And, like, that was not
You're
the healthiest. No, but I do, on tour, we do stick to just chicken and broccoli and Brussels sprouts, because singing, you know, you can't have creamy stuff or else. And I was like, that's all a myth. But then I started noticing, like, oh, God, I can't sing through this song because I'm coughing up, like, mucus, you know?
Right. No chicken Alfredo per se.
Yeah, you can do pizza after, not before.
Random question, how do you like your pizza? Cheese, pepperoni, sausage?
I'm a plain girl. I like plain cheese, but I'll dip that in ranch because I'm smart. And then also, I've just discovered this new, what is that pesto pizza?
Oh, right. Like if they, instead of the sauce, they do like a pesto on as the base? Yeah.
I've never had that before.
I just found a restaurant that does that in LA, and I'm just, oh, it's Alfredo. That's what it is, yo. Alfredo sauce instead of like the red sauce. Oh,
that is so, like a white pizza.
My life.
So
I'm
good.
I'm like way too excited right now. We should move on.
Girl, Meghan, I believe you and I have now become soulmates because ranch is like my second boyfriend.
Oh.
And so the fact that you said you dip your pizza in ranch, I'm in love with you even more now.
Yeah, I'll dip any type of food in ranch. That's my life.
Meghan, I love you.
I love you so much.
Well, that's so awesome.
Our wedding just has ranch and cups.
Yes.
Love it first.
You're
ranch.
Welcome.
Well, your album is coming out May 13th. What can we expect?
Right. Meghan Trainor album, you know? There's, like, fun dance songs and some sass, some Watch Me Do My Thing songs, mm-hmm. and then there's the classic hits that I hope will last forever that are just my vocal with a guitar or just my vocal with a piano or ukulele and some strings. It's very a Meghan Trainor album, but my songwriting, I took it to a new level. And well, I hope everyone likes it.
Well, that's so awesome. Well, we're so excited. May 13th, Meghan Trainor's new album, Thank You, out in stores. And thank you so much for joining us here in Tampa Bay. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good. Now go get some ranch, girl.
Yes.
All right. I got it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.